Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. I am Kenny, and thank you so much for listening in. Have you ever watched a movie and connected so deeply with one of the characters that you could see yourself in that role? How would you like to take that a step further? Wouldn't it be cool if you could write, produce, direct, and star in the movie of your perfect life? How about using that movie as a tool to manifest the life you desire? Well, stay tuned, because you are about to hear how this is not only possible, it is easy, and it is an amazing way to manifest the life that you want. We've had many discussions here on Life's Toolbox about manifesting. We have had incredible guests join us for chats about the law of attraction and how to integrate practices into our lives that will help us attract the life of our dreams. I know that I have truly benefited from those chats, and I treasure them deeply. I am constantly looking for new people teaching manifesting practices that I can share with you. And today I have the honor of introducing you to someone who is on the show for the first time today and will certainly be invited back often. In fact, we've already started talking about a part two. He brings with him a manifesting tool that I have never used before. That is, until now. I absolutely love it. I am just beginning to practice this tool that he's going to talk a little bit about, and I can already feel an increased level of excitement and happiness surrounding this journey of the life that I am traveling. My guest today is Ken Elliott. Ken is the author of a wonderful new book titled Manifesting 1-2-3, and you don't need number 3. This book is a fabulous read, and I enjoyed every minute of it. I raced through it on my first read as I kept getting drawn to the next page. I just could not find a place to slow down and take a break and kind of absorb what he had talked about. So I just kept going. I have now gone back, slowed down, and on my second read, I'm really taking it all in and deepening my understanding and my experiences as I actually play along and move through the book. I have also introduced my family and friends to the book, and we are creating ways to experience this book and its teaching together. I promise you, if you give this book a chance and you read it, you will be doing the same thing. It's powerful. Ken just told me as we were talking just a minute ago that this is core information, and I'm going to let him talk a little more about that, but he's right. This is great, great tools that we can use. And Ken Elliott shares amazing stories from his own manifesting experience along with the stories of others in this book. Ken goes a step further than just teaching great tools for manifesting. He also addresses ways to deal with some of the issues that will jump up in front of you along your journey. He offers a way to eliminate worry. He talks about dealing with fear. Ken describes how he was able to manifest without any training, and he shows you how to do it too. After reading this book, there is no more guessing whether or not your intentions are creating the intended results. You absolutely know that they are. Now, before I go through the whole show talking about this book and how wonderful it really is, let me tell you a little bit about Ken himself. Ken is an artist living in Castle Rock, Colorado. He has been on a dual track for over 25 years as an artist and as someone who has experienced and collected astonishing stories. Ken has shown how to make changes in his life and in the lives of others. Ken is an accomplished speaker, passing the valuable information on to individuals and groups. A little later in the show, I'm going to have Ken tell you how to reach out to him and follow his wonderful work. For now, though, let's get him on here so that you can hear more about this book, Manifesting 1-2-3, and you don't need number 3. Ken, welcome, and how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. That sounds terrific. Let me go find that guy you're talking about.
I tell you what, I have been so impressed with this book. I feel like I've known you forever because you put yourself into this book, and I really did feel like I was just reading about you, but I was also learning this incredible new process, or I'm calling it new process. It's new for me. I love the way you put the book together, and I'm a fan.
Thank you very much. Well, the book itself is a story. We have a short program here, so we'll save some more for that next session. But the top, I want to say that I support everyone who is out there asking. Everyone who's out there writing books or doing lectures, and this is about manifesting, we're all on the same team. Mm-hmm. I go out every day. I'm begging people, make a wish. What do you want? Where do you want to be? Point yourself to where you want to go. I don't talk about manifesting to, you know, just everybody like this in the terms we're going to talk about, but mm-hmm. it's important to ask mm-hmm. because it's heard.
One of the things that is pretty common is people have not given themselves permission to just wish and just dream like you're talking about, like you asked them to do. And I think that's probably what hit home with this book is that's what this is. It's an invitation to just let go of all the limits and just dream.
Yes. After you hear about how this works, you'd be crazy not to. Mm-hmm. But for people I just run into all the time, and I don't know these people, a lot of them, we'll get into conversation. And what typically happens is we meet a lot of nice people. And they are in service, or they're doing things for their family. They do all kinds of things for everybody but themselves. And so I had this little script that I just sort of made up. Well, sometimes I get a, we'll call it a psychic thing, or sometimes I'm just running a script, that they're supposed to make a wish. And they'll go, beg your pardon? I'll say, yes, make a wish, but just for yourself. And they say, well, I want something for my family. No, not for your family, just for you. And I'll tell them that people are listening. But what we're going to talk about here is there is a thing called prayer, of course, and I have a prayer life, and I don't have the slightest idea how that works because I'm not in charge of that program.
Right.
But in this manifesting thing, we're going to learn very fast that your thoughts create things. Now, people have been saying this for years, but it's been my experience for 20 years that I can pick up the phone after sending something to someone 2,000 miles away. She can tell me what my thought did and how it formed up in the living room. Your thoughts don't just happen like everything else in the world around you. They form up from a vapor. And now you know something you've never heard before, and this changes the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because before we hope and pray and wish for things to happen. But we don't go to the light switch and say, oh, God, please, if I petition thee, oh, worthy person, we want our electricity. You know, you just hit the light switch and you have an idea where electricity comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Ditto when you get water out of the faucet, you know where the water company is. You have a clue. What you didn't know before is that when you think of something, and fear is a thought too. So these happy things, these fearful things, thought works in the field around you and begins to make a vapor. It begins to form something. And it will go on and on and on. The more you touch it, it will get more and more solid. My friends can see this. It gets more and more solid, gets a blush of color, it gets more 3D. And before you know it, that thing you're thinking about, a worry, or that wonderful thing you want in your life, will bleed over into the physical world. So now you know when you hit the thought switch, it forms something. There is a little factory, we'll call it, where this forms up, but it's in the field around you. It is, we'll call it a chemistry set, God's chemistry set, the God of your understanding's chemistry set. It is activated by your thought, and it begins to make anything you put your mind to.
That's a revolution.
That's a revolution.
Very interesting
right
in the book, yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you there.
Oh, quite all right. So what do you want to do? You want to do the 1, 2, 3 real quick?
Sure. Yeah, let's run through that real quick.
Mm-hmm. All right, so manifesting 1, 2, 3 is simply this. If your thoughts can make anything, and I've sent many, many objects over 20 years to my gifted friend Judy Goodman, www.judygoodman.com, and other friends, William Buhlman, who is one of the foremost out-of-body authors on the planet. His books have been interpreted in 7 languages, and that is astraltravel.com, or just look up William Buhlman, B-U-H-L-M-A-N. William goes out of body, and he can see his thoughts, the things that he had in vision boards, this and that, arrayed over there in different forms of creation. Some look like smoke. Some have a little more form. Some are pretty colorful, and some are 3D and full color, and they come over. William is a list-making son of a gun, and I'm going to come back to William later. But for most of the time, I was sending things to my very gifted friend, Judy Goodman, who is the most gifted of the gifted. It takes a high degree of giftedness to see somebody's thought and watch mm-hmm. it form up as you send it. So I would send her all these objects, and I would just play the game. I was just playing, send stuff to the psychic. I didn't apply this myself. What a dummy. But when I saw The Secret years ago, I thought, oh my God, I know what those people know, but I know something they don't know. Because what people are talking about with manifesting, and I'm all in on this, it's like we sit around and have coffee and we compare stories and we establish best practices on how to best bring things into our lives. So having a good attitude, prayer, making wish lists, vision boards, all those kind of things, those are all good. Well, what's actually happening when you do all of that, and this is the number one, your thoughts are creating from a vapor, we'll call it, into a more solid form in the unseen world around you. So you're actually making something if you can't see it. Mm-hmm. And the more you touch it with a vision board or this and that, you're layering that intention. You're sending it out to the field around you, and it continues to form up that item. So let's be smart. I'm going to go back to William Buhlman. This is out there in the literature. People talk about taking your thoughts and going into the future with them. Mm-hmm. That's not a new idea, but it's a powerful idea, and I can't emphasize it enough. Mm-hmm. I told William Buhlman this because he was a list maker type, and his list worked like crazy. And he could go to the other side and watch them develop. Now, he would be an idiot not to stay on his list because he could watch the result. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Crazy. But it's the way things work. It's just crazy because you never heard it before. So I told William one day, hey, I got an idea. I'm putting this book together, and there's this thing about going to the future with your thoughts. And he slammed the table and said, oh, my God, of course your thoughts can make the future. Of course. Yes, that changes everything. Because he already knew that they form up from smoke, and now he can go to the future. So number one, let's go to the future. Let's imagine, and when you go to the future, let's be smart about what you ask for. So let's talk about a perfect career or the perfect partner. Mm-hmm. I'll do the perfect partner first. So I'll go to my couch in my future. I'm sitting in my couch in the future. I'm imagining I'm there. I've got my eyes closed. And I'm going to touch that couch that's in my future. Wherever I am, that couch goes with me. And I'll take a deep breath. I'm going to breathe in the air in my future. And then I'm going to say, I'm in my future, and I'm with my perfect partner. And I just reach over, and I pat her on the leg. I do not look at my perfect partner, but I make contact with her. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look at her and then declare that she has to be redheaded or blue-eyed or 5 foot this or 6 foot that. No, 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 no. There's 3.5 billion women on the planet, and I'm not going to cut into the possibility.
Right, right.
If there's 3.5 billion women on the planet, what do you think? You have what? 3 perfect partners? 3,000? 300,000? I don't know. It's a big number, mm-hmm. though. More than one. So then I'll say, and here's a very powerful thing. I'll pat my perfect partner on the leg, and I'll say, I'm so very grateful. Now, I've just taken the weak force, my thought, is forming up over there. It starts to activate something. But when I say I'm grateful, I plug that thought into one of the two most powerful things that power the universe. There's love and there's fear, positive and negative. And I'm going to take that thought by saying I'm grateful, and I'm going to plug it into the 220 that the washing machine is plugged into, and I'm going to kick that thing. Now, when I sent things over 20 years to Judy, I didn't do that. I just bludgeoned it. I just concentrated real hard, and it was hard. Mm-hmm. And I got results, but it's much, much more easier, much more efficient to have the thought and then to say whatever it is, I'm so very, very grateful. And be right. Grateful to God or the God of your understanding who put this whole thing together. Let's say you've got it's the job. I don't like to use the word job. So I go to my future, and I'm sitting on the couch. And I can imagine this if I want to by being in the office, but I prefer not. So I observe at the end of the day in my future on my couch that I love my perfect career. Now, I don't know if it's in an office, what it looks like, or who it is, or what it is, but I just love my perfect career. I can't wait to get back in there tomorrow. I just love it, love it, love it, love it. And don't forget, I'm so very grateful. Mm. Your thoughts will start to form the perfect career, the perfect partner. And we hear a lot about the law of attraction. law of attraction is an afterthought. I mean, it's a side effect, not an afterthought, side effect. Mm-hmm. If you have a thought and you put it on the table, then the law of attraction can come and find it. If you don't have a thought, there is no other law of attraction for it to go to. Your thought is core. And what's core and what we're talking about today, and this is truly revolutionary, is that you can go to the future with your thought and create a future that's already happened. And now you know, when you hit the switch, how it works.
Mm.
And, yeah. I love the way you're describing
to do this, because you take, I know me, for instance, I have visioned for the perfect thing to happen in my life, and I've put all of this detail to it, and then found out later there was something even better. And I like the way that you're not really putting the detail. You're not limiting yourself by your current knowledge.
Yeah.
You're allowing the perfect person or the perfect thing to come into your life. And that is just, that's something we don't do for the most part.
I've gotten a little better about limiting things. When you said limit yourself, my mind automatically went to, no, it's not limiting yourself. It's limiting all there is. Let's not limit all there is.
Mm-hmm. True.
We're limited enough just being here in the physical world in our bodies, but the all there is a lot.
Wow.
We probably won't have time to get to number two and number three, but the number three, I'll give you that right now. You don't need number three. You are incredibly powerful. You are incredibly powerful. And there are people who have seen that. Most of us don't get to. You don't need a number three. I'm telling you, if who you truly are walked into a restaurant with us, everybody in there would hit the ground without thinking, because they know you were God. They've never seen anything like you before at full power, your higher self. That's who you are. But don't think you have to gin up and do that. You can't be your higher self and get in here and do what we're going to call the movie. And that's what I call this number one. You go into your movie and you have these different scenes. And in every scene, you're in your future. It already happened. Not gonna, not about to. It's happened. So let's not buy a bus ticket to Chicago, and it takes a day to get there because it makes 50-something stops. When you look at that bus ticket, you're in Chicago, and you don't know how you got there or why you got there. But, man, are you grateful that you didn't have to spend all day on that bus. And that's what this does. It sounds like something for nothing, too good to be true. Knock yourself out. Go to my website, www.manifesting.com, and pull down those stories. There's two a week, and they'll just curl your hair good. And get on the newsletter, sign up for that newsletter, and we'll send them out to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that I don't have to I don't have to figure out how to do it anymore. That's what I love about this process, is because I could literally bury myself in trying to figure it all out and then get frustrated and just stop.
Yeah.
And
guy called me today on the way over here to get to the phone. He needed money, $30,000 for a project. Now he's got it. If he takes it out of the IRA, he's got to pay tax on it. It'd be nice if he had the $30,000 and didn't have to pay tax on the project, which is a speculative venture. So he said he got a call. He had one of these insurance reviews, which everybody hates doing insurance reviews, most of us. The life insurance guy said, we hadn't talked in a long, 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 long time, and I want to let you know you've got a cash value in your account. And he says, cash value? Just how much? He said, well, it was $80,000. I said, really? That means I can cash that out? He said, yeah. I said, would I have to pay taxes on it? He said, yeah, but there's a portion of that you paid in yourself, which is tax-free. He said, how much is that? He said, $27,500.
Yeah.
So he just manufactured almost the $30,000 he needs.
Mm-hmm.
There is
mm-hmm.
the equivalent of money, and then there's that money that you get by punching in and out every day. So, perfect partners can come from a lot of places, perfect careers, the money you need. Sometimes you get a money buy reduction in your rent or your mortgage. So it's magical, 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 and you're in charge, but it's up to you. And you just touch it once a day, and it starts to happen. We're going to have to talk about the worry later, or just go up there to the website and poke around. You'll see I give all the information away for free. I'm not going to say, I've got the keys of the kingdom, and I do here, some of them, and I'm not going to charge you to have them. So you can go up the website and get it for free, but stay tuned here because we're going to talk about this a lot more.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. I'd like for you to talk just a little bit more about some examples, if you don't mind, of things, other things that you've heard. You mentioned several examples of how the movie worked for people in the in your book. Could you give us a couple of those here? We've got about 3 minutes to to do that.
I'll give you a whopper. A young couple heard me talking about this. They said, we heard about that. We need to get back to you. This is in the book. They said, we're about to lose our house. This is a couple of years back when the business for everybody was just really in the gutter. And I said, we want to hear about it now. We are about to miss a payment on our house, on our home. And it's a multi-$100,000 home, two kids, marvelous life until now. They came right over. We talked about the manifesting 1, 2, 3, and off they went. I got a call back in about 6 weeks from a mutual friend that said, you need to call this couple back. They talked about some financial stuff. So that's personal. I don't want to talk about it over the phone, but you need to talk about them because they used your name. So I called them up and thought, oh my God, what have I done to my friends? You know, what have I messed up? And they told me the story. They said, okay, we missed that payment. So we called our bank, a big bank that everybody knows the name of, one of the top five, and said, you need to help us. We can't make the next month's payment. We can't refinance because we don't have down payment money to go through that proposition. So where's your mercy? What can you do? They said, we'll get back to you. So right away they got back and said, well, you don't know this because your payment slips haven't changed, but we sold that mortgage to another company. Here's an 800 number. These are the people you need to talk to. So they called them up. The company's out of business. What do you do? They called the bank back. Said, well, don't pay us. If they're out of business, don't pay anybody. So what do you do? So a couple of weeks later, they're at a party. Now, they're nervous, crazy nervous about this, with no options. They're just in this big, crazy void. But they were manifesting their perfect house, which also means that it's affordable. And that's what the two of them were doing. They had an unfair advantage. They were double teaming on the same script. So as it would happen, they're at some gathering, and they are introduced to this guy, and he's an investigator or lawyers who represent people that are having problems with bank mortgages. You ever met one of these guys? I never have. So this guy shows up at a party. So they talk, and the guy says, very interesting. So let me look into this. He didn't charge me anything. He gets back to him and said, okay, well, are you sitting down? Your mortgage has been sold five more times. It's now owned by an outfit in Europe, and they don't have the paperwork that connects you to the mortgage documents. Don't pay anybody. This is going into we're going to put this into a lawsuit in a New York federal court. And you just saved the money. Their businesses came back up, so it's knocking the money away. But I checked in with them 3 weeks ago. For 2.5 years, they have not been making a mortgage payment. They are currently in their perfect house. And this investigator said, one of three things is going to happen. They're going to find the paperwork, and you got the money or you don't. Or number two, they'll say, oh, ha, 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 wasn't that something? Well, you know, we'll work this out with you so that we're all happy. Or number three, you're going to get this multi-$100,000 house for free. Mm-hmm. And they worked on this manifesting thing for 6 weeks. Now, I'm not telling everybody this is going to happen in 6 weeks, but they got a result, and it was quite the whopper.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that story. Well, Ken, it is time to wrap up the show, but before we go, I'd like for you to take a moment in our guiltless self-promotion moment and tell our listeners again your website and how they can better contact you so they can follow your work.
It's manifesting123.com. And the book is available as a paperback. And if you go up there, you'll find out if you buy more than one, there's pricing for higher quantities right through me. I'll sign every one. Send me an email when you make your order, and I'll personally sign it in a way that you like. Otherwise, they're all signed. You can also find it on Amazon online, Unsigned, all those sort of places. You can download it electronically in all the different platforms. We are, we just put it out. We now have an audio CD. It's an MP3 only, so if you have a new model car or a more modern boombox that plays MP3s. That'll go there. Or you can put it on your computer and download it to your iPhone or any smartphone, any other devices. So we got you covered. And it's $15 for the book and $10 for the audio versions.
Well, Ken, thank you so much for being here on the show. And I would just like to encourage everybody listening, please purchase this book. It is worth every penny, and I promise you it's entertaining and informative as well. Connect with Ken and stay in the loop with his fabulous work. Ken, thank you again for being on the show, and I look forward to having you back here real soon to talk about part two. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource called Empower Radio. Thank you to Kyla for being back in the studio and keeping us on track today. And everyone, please tune into all the other wonderful shows here on Empower Radio. Until next week, see what you can manifest in your life.